how to keep the mind in the present. By asking how to keep the mind in the present. That means simply by asking this question periodically. What am I thinking about? What am I doing? See, self-awareness is both a process and a purpose. We want to become self-aware, but the process for that is also becoming self-aware. That means if periodically, maybe at least at the end of every day, we decide, you know, spend five minutes and think of what did I do today? I did this. You know, in this situation, I could have acted like this. When in the heat of the moment, we will slip back to our default patterns. We can't change those default patterns immediately. So, if we try that, we will get discouraged. But, so when we are running around doing various things in life, we have responsibilities. We can't just give them up. We have to do them. So, whatever way the mind is, that's how it will be. But if we take periodic breaks and think back, okay, when I was doing this, no, I was actually doing this, but I was thinking of this. I didn't think of this, otherwise it would have been better. So basically look back at our day. So when we basically look back, what are we doing? We are, in a sense, coming out of ourselves and looking at ourselves. I mean, okay, I was there, I did this, I could have done this. So when we become, when we take periodic breaks for self, for looking at ourselves, then by that, we create a habit of self-awareness. It is not constant self-awareness, but it is periodic self-awareness. And over a period of time, as we keep doing this periodic self-awareness, then that starts becoming more and more of a habit. So, say today, I acted in one particular way in a situation. I could have acted differently. I was absent-minded at that time. But later on, if I recognize that time I was absent-minded, then tomorrow if I face a similar situation, I'll be more aware. You know, I shouldn't be absent-minded. So basically, when an airplane, say, is flying from one place to another, so it is not that the airplane flies straight from point A to point B. 90% of the time, the plane is off course. But there is sometimes wind pressure is there, atmospheric conditions are there. They make the plane go off course. But it is the pilot or the autopilot program, whatever is that, it keeps, because it knows the destination, it keeps reorienting itself. Goes off track, comes back. Goes off track, comes back. So for us, our mind will go off track. From the present, it will go to the past or it will go to the future. But if we keep having these periodic breaks, then we reorient ourselves. We have gone off track, we come back. We've gone off track, we come back. So that way, we can train ourselves in living in the present. By creating periodic breaks where we live, where we come back to the present and then we look back at the past or look at the future consciously. And along with that, the whole process of Bhakti Yoga centered on trying to live in the presence of Krishna, that is a very powerful way of gaining control over the mind. Because what prevents the mind from living in the present is its desires. It's basically its uncontrolled drive. It may be worries, it may be fears, it may be regrets, it may be desires, whatever it is. But once we understand that ultimately, essentially, I'm a part of Krishna. As a part, I'm meant to serve the whole. So slowly by the practice of bhakti, this starts entering into us. And then we simply do our part effectively. So if I'm taking care of the part, if I'm taking care of my part as a part, the whole will take care of the whole. I don't have to worry so much about it. Simply by coming in the presence of Krishna regularly, we will find that the mind will calm down. Prashanta manasam hiyenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam kalmasham. They said that by study practice of yoga, the mind becomes prashanta. It becomes peaceful. Why? Upaiti shanta rajasam, the rajoguna, the passion that agitates the mind here and there, that itself gets cleansed and then becomes pacified and then the mind becomes focused. So by both creating periodic breaks for introspection And by regularly practicing the process of bhakti where we focus on Krishna, we can become more habituated to living in the present. Any other questions? Yes, Ram.
How to control